What about the pragmatics in terms of the types of tests that are being done and which ones maybe are more useful?
Right, there are four tests that we need to talk about at the moment. First, let's look at EGFR. So you have immunohistochemistry, and there is pretty good data that if you're totally negative, which is about 10, at most 15% of people, that not only is there no benefit, there may actually be harm. Almost all the studies in EGFR negative patients have a hazard ratio of above 1, which is very interesting. But it doesn't discriminate very well people who might have a teeny benefit or no benefit from those that will have a lot of benefit. Okay, so then you have gene copy number. So now instead of 90% of the patients positive, you have roughly 40% of the patients positive.
And this is the EGFR gene?
EGFR gene. This is true gene amplification and high gene copy number, high polysomy, which is what's defined as a positive test for FISH for EGFR. So that, in the big studies, the hazard ratio, if you're positive there, has been around 0.4 to 0.5. Very good. Very similar to FISH and Herceptin. So if you have mutations, depending on the mutation, there are differences. If you have a deletion 19 mutation in EGFR, the hazard ratio is about 0.25. The response rate's like 80%, and the survival advantage is huge for those patients. Now, you're talking in North America, at the highest, EGFR mutations in 10%, and then exon 19 deletions are half of those, so that's 5% at most, okay? So certainly, if you've got an exon 19 deletion, you're going to have a profound benefit, but it's a small fraction, and certainly there are many people that benefit beyond those. And then the fourth test is the KRAS mutation, which is a negative predictor predominantly for response. There's almost no responders in people who have had KRAS mutation. And whether there's a survival detriment, probably not, doesn't have a huge effect. So my guess is that ultimately we'll be doing two tests.
FISH and the mutation?
Yeah. But, you know, immunohistochemistry.
Or RAS?
You know, the pathologists, they do TTF1 and cytokeratin and immunohistochemistry on every lung cancer patient when they get it in there. I just hope that EGFR just becomes one of the standard battery of tests that are done. So I see no reason why the immunohistochemistry wouldn't just be in the battery of tests that's ordered as soon as you, you know, the pathologist does do it with, even without an order. You know, you don't have to order TTF1 on a lung cancer patient. It's done on everybody.
But specifically, which exact, all four of those tests you think should be done? Which tests should be done?
Well, I think immunohistochemistry, FISH, and mutation.
Why not KRAS?
Because I don't think if you do those others that it adds anything. Now, you'll get disagreement. Some people will say just do KRAS, and if it's positive, don't give it, and if it's negative, give it.
How much concordance is there between FISH and the mutation?
So almost everybody who's mutated has high copy number, but obviously there's 35% of people who have high copy number that are not mutated.